Hey, what's good, everybody? My name is Paul Pickett. This is episode 2 of the Paul Pickett podcast, which actually started yesterday. And I was actually going to wait like a week to do the next podcast. But after what I saw last night, I gotta get it out and get it, you know, fresh out while the content's fresh. But first thing I want to get into is we got to stop with this false narrative that Kawhi Leonard and Paul George was ever the best duo in the NBA. They're not even the fourth best. I mean, that's all they are. They're about the fourth best. You know, like, we got to stop with this narrative that AD and LeBron wasn't the best duo in the NBA, that Jamal Murray and Joker was probably the second best duo in the NBA. You know, because I'm definitely going to take both of those guys over Paul George right now. We got to stop with this narrative that Jimmy Butler and Bam probably aren't a better duo, because I'm definitely going to take Jimmy Butler over Paul George, and I'm going to take Bam over Paul George, you know, just because of both ends of the floor, what they bring to the table. You know, Bam is just not no rebounder, defensive guy. He could grab the rebound, you know, bring the ball up on a fast break, dish, take it all away or whatever. So we got to stop this narrative that these guys were the best duo in the NBA, and they were automatically favored by all y'all experts out there. You know, like, Paul George didn't even make third team All-NBA, and we're going to sit there and sell this narrative that they were the best duo in the NBA. They had the best duo. Nah, man. Like, are y'all not paying attention to what happened in the playoffs, that AD and LeBron just passed Scottie Pippen and Jordan for the most 25-point games with 50% shooting for a duo? They both had, like, what is it, like, 7 or 8 they got right now? Or I got to go back and check. But they got the most. You know, they got the most games for a duo to get 25 points apiece and over 50% shooting. They just passed Scottie Pippen and Jordan. And they passed them by, like, 2 or 3, if I'm not mistaken, maybe more than that. But we got to stop with this narrative. Like, y'all, you know, these experts, like, yo, you know, this is the best duo in the NBA, and this guy didn't even make third team all NBA, you know. And the Lakers had two players make first team all NBA, and then they just passed Jordan and Pippen. They first playoff run together from those 25 point games and 50% shooting. Let's stop. And on to the elephant in the room, man. I mean, I was totally wrong about this series. I thought the Heat, like, could give, you know, give the Lakers somewhat a run for the money, you know, off of defense and effort. And some of the experience that they have on their end, you know, with Iguodala and Crowder and Butler and Dragic and Olynyk. But it's clearly they're undermatched. I mean, I don't, you know, expect the Lakers to shoot threes like they did next game, but, like, the size advantage is just a mismatch. It's just, you got LeBron 6'9", you got, I think, Morris is 6'9", AD 6'11", Dwight Howard 7 foot, McGee ain't even probably gonna get no PT in this series, but if we want to throw him out there, he's 7 foot. Morris is getting PT, and if I'm not mistaken, he's 6'8", 6'9". Kuzma's, like, you know, what, 6'7", 6'8", long arms. I mean, we got a lot of length out there. A lot of length. And even our guards, we ain't got short guards, you know. KCP's not really a small for a point guard. You know, Danny Green's like 6'5", 6'6". You know, I mean, then you go to small forward, LeBron 6'9". I mean, it's like, we got a lot of length, a lot of size. I just think the Lakers had too much size, too much championship experience. And like I said last episode, they playing for Kobe, man. This one's for Kobe, man. It's not for, like, you know, your individual needs or accomplishments as a athlete, you know. Like, yeah, that's going to put icing on the cake, but this one's for Kobe beating Bryant, man. You know, that's why they going in with the mama mentality. They realizing they gotta win it for Kobe. They're playing for a little bit more because they gotta win it for Kobe. And even though, like, the Miami's got a lot of guys that want to win their first chip over there, you know, but you got a cat like Dwight Howard been in the league, you know, a lot longer than anybody on the Miami Heat that ain't won a championship, and he won it just as bad. You know, AD's been in the league, you know, what, 7, 8 years. He wants it just as bad. You know, the Morris twin, I'm pretty sure he wants it just as bad. Rondo wants his second. KCP wants his first. Danny Green wants to go ahead and cement his career with 3 championships with 3 teams. And him and LeBron will both be on that same list if they win this. You know, they'll both be 2 guys that got a ring with 3 different championships, which is amazing, which just shows that you're a winner wherever you go. And they both started on Cleveland together when Danny Green was a rookie. You know, like Danny Green was a rookie, got drafted to Cleveland, played for LeBron, and now they're actually going to, you know, end probably, you know, Danny Green's probably going to end his career in a Lakers jersey because I don't know how many more years Danny Green's going to play, you know. I mean, what else does he have to prove, you know? So, yeah, man, the Heat, they better step up their game. They better go out there and play like it's an elimination. Like Game 7, you know, everything's on the table. Or this series is going to be a sweep or a gentleman's sweep, you know? I mean, I know Nick Wright is just, he's going to be grinning from ear to ear probably this whole finals, man, because – you know, he feels like he's Nostradamus right now. Like, he just got his psychic prediction, like, 100% on the money. And hate to say it, he's right. Nick Wright. Of course, you know, I've said all year long that the Lakers is who I went for. And I didn't doubt him one bit. You know what I'm saying? I'm a LeBron fan. And that's why this championship has been, like, a little – a little like, no matter who wins, I feel like I'm satisfied. You know, I'll be happy either way because I support both sides. Jimmy Butler is my second favorite dude in the league right now. You know, I mean, how can you not like Jimmy? People can say what he want about him at Minnesota, but he goes to Minnesota and they make the playoffs first time and only God knows when. And now they, you know, as soon as he leaves, they get the number 1 pick in the draft because they suck. And Sixers, you know, they were 1 basket away from going to the Eastern Conference Finals, and they chose Tobias Harris over Jimmy Butler, which makes no sense. You know, Tobias Harris hasn't proved that he's a winner, you know, that he could carry a franchise, that he could lead a franchise. Jimmy Butler, you know, people could say what they want about him, but he's just like the modern-day Michael Jordan and Kobe Bryant, man. He got that Mamba and Jordan mentality. Like, if you ain't working as hard as him, you're on the wrong team, man. But I'm like that, too. Like, you know, if you know, I partner with somebody on a business and you ain't working as hard as me, you partner with the wrong cat. You're in the wrong business right now, you know, because I'm going to work super hard at everything I do, you know what I'm saying? And I'm like an octopus, you know, with it. I run a promo company by myself. I do my vlogs all by myself. I curate my playlists by myself. You know, I'm doing these podcasts by myself. I process orders by myself. I do the customer service. I do all my own marketing advertisement by myself. You know, like, the thing I've learned about is, you know, nowadays you can't make excuses of not knowing something. Because when you tell me you don't know something, I'm going to just tell you, Google it. Google it. And if it's not on Google, then it's probably not out there for you to find. It's in some secret Vatican archive. It's hidden away in the Vatican archives, locked away in the Vatican or somewhere. You're not going to find it. Because everything is on Google that you're looking for. Every how-to or every, like, educational thing is on Google. You know what I'm saying? And whatnot. But once again, your boy Paul Pickett Podcast. Make sure you subscribe. Hit the little subscribe down there in the bottom right corner, you know, when you're on YouTube and whatnot. Subscribe to the channel. Check us out at promopalace.biz, indiecastle.net, planetplaylist.com, newlitter.com. We don't got socials for the the podcast, but they'll probably be up before next episode. So right now, just go follow us on Twitter at Promo Palace LLC, at Indy Castle on Twitter, Indy Castle Music on Instagram, Promo Palace, just Promo Palace by itself on Instagram. You could also follow us on TikTok at Promo Palace LLC on TikTok, facebook.com/Promo Palace LLC, facebook.com/Indy Castle. And you can email me at promopalace1@gmail.com. Once again, hit the subscribe button when you're on YouTube. It's going to be in the bottom right corner of every video. You know what I'm saying? Once again, I'm your boy, Paul Pickett, episode 2 of the Paul Pickett Podcast. And I'm out. Peace.